You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we continue to talk about I Am More Foundation. You heard Thomas Poe on the show. He is the program director for I Am More Foundation. And now...
Oh, that's actually my service dog.
Okay, great. The co-founder of I Am More Foundation, Kat Rennick. She is with me right now. She is a soccer player, and we're glad to have her on the line right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kat.
Thank you so much. And again, that was Falco as well. So you actually have two people on your show right now.
Excellent. Your service dog.
Yes, yes. He's my medical alert dog.
Great. Tell us a little bit about your soccer experience and what you've done lately.
You know, it's so funny the time that you asked me that question. I actually, after college, I had stopped. And then in November of last year, I got an invitation to participate in the first ever women's Paralympic national team.
Mm-hmm.
And so as of January, the first camp, yes, I am a professional soccer player now, a professional para soccer player now. We had our World Cup. Yeah, so we went to Spain and
nice.
We won the Para World Cup in May. That was really cool. First ever world champions.
Incredible. Were you in Barcelona?
Close. We were in a town right outside of Barcelona called Salou.
When you mentioned being a part of the Paralympics, the Challenged Athletes Foundation, actually I found out when Kobe Bryant passed away after the crash, that was one of the things that he supported. And I started looking at Challenged Athletes Foundation, and I've had a lot of Paralympians on the show. And then on the other side with the Challenged Athletes Foundation, had a lot of people who've benefited with the equipment that they needed to be adapted to be able to do adaptive sports. So I've been very involved with that organization through my show.
I'm new to it. I will say that I'm new to. So the qualifications to be a Paralympian soccer player is, and they have obviously different types of soccer. There's blind soccer, there's power soccer, but para soccer specifically, that is brain injury related. So you either have cerebral palsy, a traumatic brain injury, or stroke. And then there's like different levels at which they grade your disability as well within that to make sure it's like a level playing field.
Yes.
For my sport specifically, no one really utilizes like adaptive equipment, but no, I love this. And what I love about this too is it seems a little bit similar to our mission, whereas we understand that when it comes down to having to make critical decisions in the family, survival and basic need comes first. But we have to always recognize there's more to that child than just their disability. We have to recognize there's more to the child and their quality more than just surviving and existing in their circumstance.
Yes.
So like for this, for example, like if a parent had to choose between, you know, a prosthetic leg and then a running blade, obviously they have to choose the prosthetic leg because they have to make that child's life functional. But then an incredible organization like this comes around, like CAS, and now the child is not only able to just exist and be a child, but they're able to be an athlete. Now they have a blade that they can run with and they can be competitive with. And that completely changes not only their mindset, but the longevity of their mental health and emotional self-worth. So that's, yeah, which is like pretty much what we do. Like that's the intention behind all of our work, is taking that burden off of the parents to feel like they have to get creative and adaptable opportunities for their kids to be able to see themselves beyond their just diagnosis. Because like mom, dad, I don't want to put more on your plate than keeping your kid alive, because that's a full-time job.
Right.
So let us help you do the other stuff. But guess what? We're going to give you all the credit. Like, we're not going to say, oh, you know, good job, mom, getting your kid to the appointment. I am more got them on an adaptive baseball team. It's like, good job, mom. Like, look at what you've done. You've not only kept your kid functional and healthy, but now you've utilized resources and found resources in the community that can allow your kid to participate in something with peers or grow in their skills, grow in their social abilities. Sorry, you got me excited because I went to their website as you were talking. I'm just like, yes, yes, yes. And then I get really excited myself.
No, that's perfect. And I think that's it really is a great part of a conversation to have, you know, to talk about I Am More Foundation and to find out more about what you guys are doing to try to help these families, and especially the fact that the struggle for these families is so real and so many people don't understand until it happens to them, and to understand and say, you know what, I want to take a step with these families and I want to walk with them on their journey and try to find ways, opportunities that we can help, in spite of the fact that maybe you don't understand in an intimate way, a personal way, what they're going through, but you want to at least be there for them and find a way to support. And so people who say that can go through organizations like yours with I Am More Foundation and say, this is how I want to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Would love that. Yes. And I truly believe there are a lot of people out there who do want to help. They just don't always know the direction to go or how to get started, or they're inundated by the opportunities and they haven't found their niche, right? Because when people get involved, you want them to not just get involved to say, oh, I checked the box. You want them to get involved because they're passionate about.
Yes.
Just as much as, and you know, I was telling Thomas this just yesterday, just like we orient our volunteers. I never bring in volunteers and only talk about I Am More. I ask them about themselves, because my goal is that in the process of helping or, you know, serving our families, they're also going to identify passions within themselves and strengthen themselves. And they're so much more likely to not only stay invested, but make a bigger lasting impact on these kids' lives if the kids recognize that this is a passion of theirs too. Like, kids, oh, I know you know this. You just said you have a child that you dropped off at, like, Vacation Bible School. But, you know, kids, like, they are able to see through everything. Like, they know when people are faking. They know when people are, like, showing up just to show up. And they know when people, like, are there to have fun and care and are present. And we want our kids to feel that, but I also want our volunteers and the people who are investing their time or their treasure into I Am More to feel that too. I want it to be like this holistic experience for everyone involved, not just one-sided.
I love that. Right now we're talking to Kat Rennick and we are sharing about I Am More Foundation. Great conversation to talk about how we're helping families through this special foundation. I hope that you are encouraged by this conversation thus far, and you'll stick with us as we go into another segment with Kat, and we talk about how you can be part of the I Am More Foundation. You can do more. You can find ways to make a difference. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we really have started a series now on I Am More Foundation. It started with Thomas Poe, who is the program director, and now we have moved to a co-founder of I Am More Foundation, Kat Rennick. We're glad to have Kat on the line with us to share about what she feels is the main objective of I Am More Foundation to help families, to support young people who are facing some really critical challenges in their life very early on. And we want to help them move forward through this battle, wherever that leads, whatever we can do while they're on this journey to find a way to support them. And I hope that you're feeling that as we have this conversation with Kat today. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kat.
Thank you.
This is bringing joy to families. This is bringing a light in a very dark place for a lot of these families when they feel hopeless, when they feel alone, they feel that maybe there's no one who understands. And then you have a foundation like I Am More Foundation step in and say, I'm here to help and let's do this for your family. And as you mentioned, the family gets the credit, the moms, the dads, the caretakers, they can enjoy special time with their loved one, even through the struggles.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's something that is special about I Am More. We are so family focused. Our intention is never just to isolate that one child that is navigating this medical battle, but the goal is that the entire family is uplifted through the process and then their bond is deepened, specifically with the siblings, making sure siblings are included because there's so much that takes place that removes siblings, you know, doctor's appointments, or even there's a lot of resources out there that are specific to just the child that has the diagnosis. And in this way, we're able to say, look, you guys are brothers and sisters together. You guys are able to invest in your passions together. You're able to grow together. And we really like to make sure that the parents are a big part of that too. The parents, they have to sacrifice so much for these kids and for their families just to, you know, stay in survival mode. So to be able to say, not only are you a family that, or are you a mom or a dad that's getting your child to your doctor's appointments on time and making sure that, you know, your insurance is up to date and your meds are filled, you're also the mom or dad that gets them to their baseball games or gets them to their art class or gets to take them shopping for their dance recital outfit. There's so many exciting and special things that happen in the lives of a child as they grow and develop. And we want to make sure that all of these families get to reach those milestones too.
And Kat, you have a unique understanding when it comes to health challenges, because when talking to Thomas, I understand that you had some challenges yourself, and you mentioned that you're a Paralympian on a women's soccer team now. What was your experience? What led you to want to found I Am More Foundation?
Yeah, I Am More is inspired completely by what I went through. So I was an able-bodied, mainstreamed athlete from a young age all the way through college. And when I was in high school, I had started experiencing some neurological symptoms, but I just didn't really identify them as significant until I was in college. And it was at that point that I had actually had my first mini stroke. And it was through the diagnosis and the care of the mini stroke that I was then diagnosed with myasthenia gravis. So myasthenia gravis is a neuromuscular autoimmune disease that causes muscle weakness, and that can start in something what to me now feels simple, maybe not to others when they look at me, but feels as simple as like my eye drooping or like a facial paralysis, but can be as extensive as a full body paralysis or such a significant muscle weakness that I'm not able to use my limbs, or even the severity of my diaphragm muscles not working and me needing, you know, to go to the hospital for support and just like breathing. And unfortunately, as time went on, there was an aneurysm that was discovered in my brain that also led to two more mini strokes. So I've had a pretty significant neurological medical journey. And it was when I was in college, so much of my identity was wrapped up in my sport. I only knew myself as a soccer player, and that's where I found my value. But once I got sick, once I got my diagnosis, my idea of myself had to change because I didn't have that same athleticism. I didn't have the same ability. And I could either look at myself and say, you have no worth because you don't have the ability to do what you put all of your worth and value in before, or I could rely on those around me. And I had this incredible group of people around me that were just constantly saying, we know this is your circumstance now, but, and, you know, everyone always says like, don't get lost in the but, but I lived for the but. It was like, we know that you have this diagnosis, but, and I was like, yes, but I can still do this, or, but I can still try this, or, but I can still go here or go there. And I, again, was fortunate because I had those people. And as I graduated college, it really became clear to me that not everyone has that. Not everyone has that, you know, that cheer squad behind them. And I wanted to be that. I wanted to be that for others, especially people that maybe didn't have the resources that I had, but also just didn't have the maturity and accessibility to gain the knowledge of what's available to them. So even now, if there's things that don't exist, we find a way to create them. We're like, oh, you know, there's currently not an adaptable art class. Well, guess what? I'm going to make that for you. And we're going to get these materials. And we have like OTs and PTs and speech therapists that we're connected with that help us bring all of that to fruition.
Amazing. And how did you pull this team together? How does that even start?
You know, kind of like this, talking. I was lucky because I had a platform. I was a Division I collegiate student athlete when I got sick. So I started with a platform that gave me accessibility to people. But then also when I started pursuing my own career outside of sport, I put myself in an environment that had people that had similar hearts as mine that wanted to serve. So when I'm not a Paralympic athlete, I'm a certified child life specialist. And for listeners that may have had experiences in the pediatric setting before, they have probably heard of us, but not many other people have. Our role is helping children and families navigate the hospital setting and making sure that we alleviate the trauma that comes from adverse experiences. So what I found was so much that I was learning in my career was then benefiting my foundation, and the people I was connecting with and working alongside in my career were then interested in joining the foundation, or at least, you know, serving in some way. So I've just been very fortunate that I don't know if it's one of those situations where it's like the chicken or the egg, but, you know, between I Am More Foundation and being a child life specialist and now, you know, being a Paralympic athlete, I just have this incredible network of people. And a lot of times too, I don't seek them. They're coming forward because they have a desire to serve as well. And they're just trying to identify that niche, or they're trying to find someone that says like, I have a heart to do this. Can you just tell me how I can help? And then we learn that together. We identify that together.
And I understand, Kat, that you had a co-founder. And so you had to have an idea yourself and then have that conversation with another person who was like-minded to say, I want to join you. Let's talk about the other side of the founding of I Am More Foundation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like kind of a funny story because I think back to, you know, now I'm 31 and I'm married and I have a beautiful daughter, but I think back to being a senior in college, 21 years old, and saying to myself, like, I want to start this. Like, this needs to exist. Look what was given to me. This blessing that I now need to pass forward. And I actually called one of my best friends. His name's John Ryan Murphy. He was a high school baseball player where I played soccer. And we just kind of like stayed connected. And he drafted actually out of high school to play with the Yankees organization. So all of the time it was really kismet too, because by that point, I believe he was bouncing between AA and AAA and with the Tampa Yankees, which is now the Tampa Tarpons, and the Yankees affiliate in Scranton Wilkes Booth in PA. And yeah, he was like driving home one day, I think from like practice. And I called him and I was like, hey, like, what do you think about this? Like, I've been thinking about it for a lot, but like, I think it needs to actually happen. Would you help me do this? And like, I'll never forget, like, his response was just like immediate, like, whatever you say, boss. and then it just started so humbly. It was like, we both went to our moms, because isn't that what you do, right? Like, you call mom. So then we both went to our moms and we were like, can you guys help us do this? And then it just like blossomed from there.
That's incredible. And the first family that you helped, or the first individuals that you helped, what let you know that you were on the right track?
You know what, Mark? Oh my goodness. There have been so many times where seeds of doubt have been planted in my path. And you know, I still face those. Like that's still a reality. I don't wake up every day and I'm like, yes, I am more doing the right thing. But I get so many reassurances from families. And I think that first one, that first family, that was like the security I needed to truly invest myself going forward. And it's a beautiful family. Their last name is Kathy. And they actually live in California. And we were introduced to them through my mom and her work. They have, oh my goodness, 5 boys. They have 5 children. And their third born, he had leukemia at the time. And he loved baseball. And again, it was one of those like ordained things where my co-founder is a baseball player. He's connected in the professional baseball world. We have this child with leukemia who's not able to play baseball right now, but he absolutely loves it. How do we keep him involved in baseball in a way that he can continue to feel passionate about it and not detach from it and not be consumed by his treatment when he can still be investing himself in baseball? And I think it was that family that they just continued to come back and say, like, thank you. Or they gave us feedback and said, you know, we could really use this. And we're just open to learn. Like, I want to know what you need. Tell us what you need and let us make it happen. And it was the validation that we received from that family time and time again, every time we showed up or every time we sent a package or every time we made a call. And their feedback was just so positive and so reassuring that it was like, we need to have confidence in this. Let's have confidence in what we're doing, because it is not of our own devices and it's not of our own intention. We are a faith-based organization. So much of it did revolve around the fact that we felt called to this. And then we were getting the validation from those that we were serving. And we just continue to, you know, build momentum and confidence in that.
Thomas had shared with me about the support of the Perry family, which became friends of ours through London Perry's battle with cancer, and the fact that they were able to travel to the beach and enjoy some time together as a family before London passed away. And it's so important that these families, as I mentioned, wherever they're at, know that there are people who are out there who want to support them if they have something that they would like to do that they feel would be of benefit to their family during a difficult time, that a foundation like I Am More steps in and says, we're here to help.
Absolutely. And something, you know, beautiful about being able to work with the Perry family, and so many of our families that have a child that has passed, is we are able to offer them memories that are ingrained in a legacy that they can move forward and take with them, whether that's for their siblings or for the parents. And, you know, there's so many really wonderful organizations out there that are wish granting organizations for children diagnosed with terminal illness. And I am always just in awe of the work that they're doing. But I will say our intention is a little bit different from that. We want to make sure that it's not just one grand experience and then you come home and there's treatment to return to, or there's, you know, just like reality to get back to. We want to make sure what we're doing is changing the dynamic of your day-to-day life. So the quality of life in each day is better, whether that's an activity you're doing or whether that's how you view yourself and how you view yourself as a parent, or for that child, how you view yourself as someone with that illness. I don't want them, you know, when you go up to them and say, hey, tell me about yourself. I don't want them to say, oh, I have cancer. I mean, I know it's something, as weird as it sounds, something beautiful in them that's like shaping their identity. But at the same time, I want them to say, oh, well, you know, actually, I'm a surfer or I'm an artist that has cancer. That's how I want it to be. And that's how I want their siblings to be able to speak to them too. And that's how I want their parents to be able to identify them as well. So our goals, while we want to give these really rich experiences, the intention behind them are the value in the little moments, not the one big one, and how that can transcend even beyond that child's life into their legacy.
And I know that there are listeners right now, Kat, who want to support this effort because they have been looking for opportunities to help, and they see the struggles that families have, and they wonder, what can I do? And there's always that question, what can I do? And foundations like I Am More exist so that people do have an avenue to be able to help and say that they are supporting these families in a very special way.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, we have a couple ways that I would encourage that involvement. One is, if you are familiar with a family that you feel like could benefit from our services, refer them. We have a website, www.iammorefoundation.org. And on that website, there's a referral form if you want to refer a child or a family to receive our services. Most of our peer-based outreach is located right now in the Tampa Bay area, but our Overcomer program, which is like what you described with the Perry family, that's everywhere. We serve individual families everywhere. When we're hosting peer events, we can't, right now at this time, it's more in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. But that's one way I would really encourage people to get involved is let us help. Give us families to help, or direct families in our way. Another way would be through volunteerism. If you have a passion or you have a skill set that you feel like you can offer to benefit a child, a family, or even just like the longevity of our organization, there's another form that you can fill out to share yourself with us. And then lastly, you know, of course, the donation of financials or resources are something that keep us functioning. We are a grassroots organization. We are very humble. We only have one paid staff member, and we've been around for about 9 years, and we've functioned with only volunteer-based staff up until the last year because we rely on the kindness of friends, family, and strangers alike. So I would say those are the three best ways that you can get involved with us is refer a family, refer yourself, or give.
I love it, Kat, and I hope that people will want to be a part of I Am More Foundation as they want to support and help families who are struggling with health issues. And I appreciate the fact that you took your own personal challenge and decided that you wanted to extend your understanding, your compassion, your kindness to other families who are also in the same boat. That is commendable, and it means a lot to have people like that who take their pain and turn it into purpose.
Yeah, I think you said the perfect word, purpose. Like I said, there's so many layers to our outreach, and while a lot of them, yes, are fun focused, there's deeper layers where we're trying to build social development, where we're trying to make sure we're helping kids reach different milestones, whether that's cognitively, emotionally, psychosocially. And I mean, I'll be honest with you, Mark, selfishly, I Am More did that for me. Like it not only gave me purpose, but it gave me identity. Like I was able to say, you know, because I lost athletics since I graduated college and I didn't know I was ever going to have an opportunity in the Paralympic world. So I Am More is what really gave me my identity after that. It's what gave me my purpose and allowed me to have self-worth and find value in my diagnosis. Because, you know, as we know, anyone who's either had a loved one to struggle with a chronic illness or disability or injury and or have experienced it themselves, they know that there's a lot of like pretty pictures on the outside and there's a lot of like really fun stories on the outside, but the day-to-day is hard. The hospitalizations are hard. The treatments are hard. What you sacrifice in friendships and relationships and in time that could be spent elsewhere, but you have to, you know, decide, you have to say no, you have to rest or you have to attend appointments. It's not the ideal scenario. And I don't think we're always allowed to speak to that either because people who have certain conditions are expected to put on the brave face all the time. But I really think I Am More, it not only gave me a chance to give people beauty, but it gave me a chance to also give them a space to be real and to have peers and say, we're both going through this and this is hard. Like I remember one time I was hospitalized. I used to be hospitalized frequently, like every month I would go in, and I had more kids that were actually hospitalized at the same time, and they would like come visit my room, even though I was like at the same hospital. They were in the pediatric unit, I was in the adult unit, but they would still come visit. So I think there's also something really powerful in identifying the difficult times in others and being able to live in that space together. You have the fun space, but you also have the real space. And there's really a lot of value in having camaraderie in both.
I love that, Kat. And I, again, appreciate what you've done and the work of your team, the work of volunteers, those who have contributed financially to be a part of I Am More Foundation. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
I'm so thankful that you were connected with Thomas. I'm so thankful that I had this opportunity. Like, again, I Am More would not exist, and our families would not receive our support if it were not for, again, like people like you who say, tell us more. Like, let us hear what you're doing. How can we help? And having just a platform to speak is a huge way to help, because now more and more people, your listeners, are going to learn about us as well and learn about our families and why, you know, this is a great chance for them to give or them to help or them to refer. So I appreciate you so much, Mark. Thank you.
For sure. Absolutely. Glad to help. Folks, I want to talk to you for just a minute. What did you get from this conversation? What did you learn from Kat about I Am More Foundation? Did you hear something that encouraged you, inspired you to want to make a difference? How about you decide that you want to be a part of I Am More Foundation, whether that be through financial volunteerism or through finding ways that you can encourage and inspire families, sharing the effort? You can simply go to I Am More Foundation and you can follow on Facebook and Instagram. You can share what they post. That's helpful because that helps spread the word. You may have 100 people or 200 or 300 people or more that follow what you do, and now you're helping to spread the word. I hope you'll do that. I hope that you'll find a way to be a part of I Am More Foundation. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and that's where you can share some of these amazing individuals who make a difference. We recognize them through this show to try to encourage and inspire where we can to support our communities around the country and the world, to help each other, to find where we can unite and come together. That's what the Mark White Show is about. I want you to follow the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts so that you can listen to these shows and then share them with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and as always, I'm here to encourage you to find a way to make a difference. This is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.